I call the March 21st, 2023 regular board meeting of Blanco Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and state the time.
Okay, it's 7:02. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Here.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Moving to consent agenda items, does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items? Okay, I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. And if we can assume you're not a member of the public this evening, Jordan, I can skip this next little part.
Jimmy.
Okay. Okay.
There's no comment.
We can move to the financial report. The previous fiscal year is complete, and John will provide a synopsis of the reports. John?
Great. Thank you, President Brooks. Good evening, everyone. And while our fiscal year is complete, the numbers that we have in financial reports are still really cash-based numbers. We're still in the process of building our year-end tools and getting those ready for our fiscal 23 audit, which is scheduled to take place the week of April 10th. Nonetheless, we have a view of an apples-to-apples comparison as to where the cash-based numbers were last year compared to this year, and of course, the three previous years. As we take a look at the rec department, page 52 of 112 of tonight's board packet, we see that the rec fund overall was up about 10% from the prior year. And again, as you look at this, $5 million in revenue, $2.4 million excess revenue over expenditures, that's because there's a lot of revenue that's going to be deferred for accrual basis as we finalize our audit. But again, pretty healthy increase from fiscal 22 to 23 on a cash basis. The rec program that really drove the top line number there for revenue, the report programs, Kids Club, Game On Girls, Sun Fun Camp, and Aquatics Camp, those four programs accounted for nearly 25% of our total revenue in the recreation department.
Wow. Wow. I was right.
That's amazing.
As far as Children's Circle goes, you can see a decrease there, but that's really due to just the decrease in grant funding that we had this fiscal year compared to last year. We were able to secure additional grant funding in fiscal 22 compared to the current year. In this department, we did show final cash basis numbers, revenue exceeding expenditures by about $5,000. That's thanks in large part to past revenue, which exceeded its budget by about $17,000. Beach and Boating just wrapped up the year here with final month of expenditures being posted, and then a little less than $60,000 with revenue over expenditures. As we talked about last meeting, Watts did fall a bit short on its past revenue budget, but still the expenditures over revenue on Watts were better than what we budgeted by about $40,000. The G&A department on a cash basis is going to wind up pretty close to where we budgeted. We had budgeted $1.105 million. We're sitting at $1,092,000, and that's with maybe a few more small audit adjustments, accounts payable accrual adjustments that still have to take place. Parks department, all year expenditures were behind budget and behind prior year, driven primarily by salary and insurance expenses, and that held true for the end of the fiscal year on a cash basis. I just want to point out this is probably the biggest adjustment that we had as it relates to deferred revenue and accrual adjustments. As we look at the corporate and rec admin take-up departments, the revenue in the prior year was much higher, and that's just still kind of a carryover from the million of property taxes. So in the prior year, we had collected property taxes for the first installment of 2022. By this time last year, this year those bills are a month later than the April 3rd, so we really haven't collected much of the 2023 levies. So that number was ultimately adjusted. And property taxes on a true apples-to-apples comparison, once we get set up for the accrual basis numbers, those will be slightly higher than what we were at the end of fiscal 22. with that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Any questions?
Nice to see the ancient voting for so many years, which has been kind of in the red, to move to the black. And hopefully that continues.
We hope so too. She's always in black, isn't it?
Beach? No.
Beach and
it used to be in the red.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beach and
but, you know, we moved the...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we moved things around.
Although okay. I guess the beach offset the red and the boulder.
Right, exactly.
So,
if you put them together, yeah. Right, exactly.
Good. You can look at it that way.
Sure. You can, sure. Yeah.
Okay, so if nothing else, thank you very much, John. We will move to the executive director's report. Lisa Shepherd will review the items in her report.
Great. First thing, I think I had a park grant on my mind with Watts, and it's actually OSLAG grant is what we didn't receive for the West Park. So my apologies, so it's not the park grant. So we believe there's many factors that, based on the conversation since we had the last meeting, past grants, our financial ability in Glencoe, they were really looking for depressed areas of the state that really needed that funding, and our demographics. So there's different things like that. So there is money in the budget again, a lot of money for the OSLAG grant. So as we approach our capital projects discussion, we'll talk about if we'd like to apply for that again. And maybe a third time's a charm or a third time strike out and we move on. So the board will talk about that as we move on. We have for approval tonight the budget. So the draft budget was given to everyone. We had a second review. The final approval was discussed in committee. The ordinance is available, budget available for inspection for the community on our website, so that is there. Does anybody have any questions about the budget before I move on in my report, before the action items section? Okay, great. We're all done with our performance evaluation and merit increases, so all the department head managers, everybody met with their staff to go over their evaluation and set goals for next year. A lot of the goals will also come from our comprehensive plan that we're doing this year as we work through that. Watts is getting ready for construction, so I know you all have your calendar for April 11th at 6:30 for the groundbreaking. We have sent out invitations to anybody who was on the Watts committee, legislators, things like that. I don't anticipate taking more than a half hour, so and families are welcome. So 6:30 on April 11th.
Just to, that is also for any incoming freshman, that's new for your freshman. It just came out. New for your parent, but I think we should move through.
Okay. And kids are more than welcome to come to that also, if you'd like.
Is that just basically a speech and a photo shoot?
Yep. And we'll have beverages and things like that. But
shovels this year?
Yep. Shovels and hard hats.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it gives us the opportunity to thank our legislators because it was a very good, great, and nice photo op for them. So hopefully our legislators can make it. We invited all of them, the past and the present. We were just redistricted. So we used to have two senators and two reps. Now we're just down to one senator, one rep. But we invited everybody who was a part of making that happen. So we
did we get a response from my new friend and the new
not yet. Friend. We just sent him out, but I was going to have you actually reach out to him personally and ask him to come.
Right.
That'd be great.
Okay.
So we were divided up into four districts?
We had four representatives. And Glencoe was divided up into two districts. So we're two rep and a senator on one side of town and a rep and a senator on the other side of town.
So that means we have less representation.
We do now, kind of more indicative to our size population.
Yeah,
so
that's too bad though, less political influence.
Mm-hmm. But maybe they thought of us as being just easily dismissed because we had, if they're only representing half of 8,800 people, it would be so small. So maybe the increased numbers for the person who represents us would be beneficial, looking at the bright side.
Senator Morrison, who's our senator, is now in one of the lead positions, so that
is very good for us.
Yes.
And, you know,
yeah.
So hopefully everybody can make that, and if not, it's fine. Lisa will give a fine speech that night. So.
Give a speech?
Yep, yes. Aaron, help with that.
Okay. We'll do our thing.
So anyways, Watts is under construction. They've been extremely busy already, moving things out of the building, getting ready for the our part of the deconstruction of the building. So by Friday, we won't be in that building anymore, and they'll do some asbestos removal upstairs, and then the construction will begin. So, and then we will be using the school for our after-school program, and it's been a great working relationship with the school district. So we're very thankful that they're letting us in there. Along with, after we approve tonight, we'll approve the lakefront project, and that should begin within 2 weeks also. So as soon as we get everything that we need from that end. So you'll see a lot of construction happening over the next couple months as we navigate that. So early childhood on February 17th did a 6-hour in-service training, very comprehensive, and that was one of their no children attendance, so we can do that in service. They're required to have so many continuing education credits. We had a leprechaun event here on Friday night. Holy cow, over 200 people. It was packed, and it was a great event. The people had so much fun. It was almost reminding me of like a smaller version of our Halloween one, which I can see growing through the years. So the recreation team killed it on that event. They did a great job.
I was there.
You were there? You were there. Did you like it?
I did.
A lot of green?
A lot of green.
Did you get any money from the machine?
One bill got stuck in Margaret's glasses. The sad thing was that she got her face painted, and then it was bedtime.
Oh!
So my husband washed it off,
ooh.
And there was about 24 hours of complaining.
I would put an old pillowcase on and called it a day.
Yeah, I think that was a bad look. That was a miss.
So other than that, it was great.
So we have to, you know, train parents. We are moving our spring egg hunt to Cauk this year, just because of the construction that's happening at Watts. We didn't think we need any more hoopla around there. So we're, for the first time, confident that we probably will be able to have it there because it's draining so well. So we're looking forward to that. Baseball, soccer will start at the beginning of April. And Kyle and his team are already out there starting to line fields and doing what they can. Now, pre-season, we did talk about drinking fountains and water. We wait until there's absolutely no chance of frost. So if you hear anybody calling, why didn't you turn on drinking fountains? It's been cold at night and freezing, and those systems are very delicate. So we won't turn those on probably till right before the athletic season also, as we come up upon it. We'll have a full comprehensive report for Watts at the next board meeting. So you'll get all the ending data for that season. Am I missing anything? Nope. All right. Any questions? I did put a lot of legislative updates in the packet this month. There's a lot of stuff happening, and I thought, besides just the IAPD update, that you want to see that. There is something in particular I want to make note of. I did call Jason at IAPD to make sure that this bill wasn't going anyplace, or if it was, to please let us know. But it was the mandatory $20 an hour for lifeguards. That would be detrimental to park districts if that happened. So if that does start getting traction, we don't think it will. I'll be calling each of you to call your representatives as board members, because that's that would be very detrimental, because then that means...
Can you imagine the city of Chicago being...
No,
we can't.
Any other...
So that's why we don't think it'll gain traction, but I just wanted to make you aware of some of these things. As you saw, Senator Morrison, I think Representative Carroll was an active member in the gun legislation, so we have great representation for us. So.
Who is lobbying for the lifeguard and the lifeguard?
You know what?
House Bill 3852.
Yeah, I think it's someone like, I don't even know, but sometimes they do this to try to prove a point. So I don't even know who it, I don't know, I didn't recognize the representative's name.
Okay, it just seems like an odd thing mm-hmm. because there's no lifeguard lobby that I'm aware of.
No, he was just lobbying for that he thought lifeguards should get more money.
That name's Cyril.
I don't know it. I don't know anything about
it's
him.
It's also fairly, it's fairly pointed towards like Chicago.
Yep.
And there, like, those are places that have max number of lifeguards besides pools, right?
Right.
Inside the interior, so it's a really odd.
It's weird.
It's a really odd one to lobby for.
Yep. All right. Any other questions?
Was it just a real active time for these things?
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are certain
but
times
of
year. I found
it really interesting.
Yeah. That's when I saw this come through, I'm like, oh, these are really good ones for the park district. So I just wanted to make you aware of them. This is active time. And towards the end of a session, there tends to be. And they're always lobbying on our behalf. But this month, especially, I found it really interesting. So. We are moving ahead with our comprehensive plan. I know I text all of you to see if we're available Wednesday, April 12th at 6:30 p.m. for the kickoff. It looks like now everybody is and staff is, so we'll kick off that night our comprehensive plan in the next 2 days, and we'll be having staff meet, like individual focus groups with different groups of staff. So that will take place that week as they start off working on the plan. So, and from there we'll move. So, and we did add to the comprehensive plan a lot more about safety and take-up and lakeshore management. And we're taking some of the information we had from our last comprehensive plan for buildings because those haven't changed as much, and we have that information. So.
Looks like the camp and room are way up, but I see you put 3/3/6/2022, so probably both. Even out a bit more when we see, because I know a lot of us registered at the end of, or at like, 2 weeks ago. So that was
actually okay. And we'll
very, very strong
so far.
They're outstanding.
Yeah.
And we're doing really well on staff hiring at this point. But still, if you know anybody who's looking for a job either in aquatics or day camp, please send them our way. Or we're also looking for seasonal works in the parks department. So if you have anybody that really likes outdoor gardening, whatever, we have some in our landscape division.
The market is certainly getting better for hiring. We've noticed significant, it used to be impossible, now it's just very hard.
I like that's how you say it. We did have some traction in early childhood, but not enough. So.
Mm-hmm. What about staffing at Kids Club? I thought that there was some sort of, I thought I heard something about how you need staff there. I'm seeing the enrollment going up. Is that a concern, or?
Wow. We must be away from the sensor.
Yeah, we were struggling. We seem to get a little more traction on those. That's a hard time to fill because the schools don't, by the time they finish and get here. Mm-hmm. So we were able to expand it about 10 spots. We're okay right now. We're always cautiously optimistic we're going to find people. Demand seems to be really high for Kids Club as well. We wanted to make sure we have staff before we commit to letting people into the program.
I feel like a neighboring district actually reduced the number of days they're operating because of staffing shortages in their after-school program. I'm not going to say the district that I think it is, but so kudos to you for getting it staffed. Good for you.
We have Carrie Reese in that program, and she's just been wonderful for years. I think the high school college kids really like working with her.
Right. Because if you find a solution for your children after school, and then suddenly it's like, but it's only going to be 2 days or 3 days a week, it's really
a moot point, right? Yeah.
Carrie told me that even though they're moving some of the events to Take Us, they're going to still bus the kids back to Kids Club, and I really, really appreciate that.
Good.
Really.
Yeah, makes it a lot easier for parents for pickup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if they have enrichment here, make sure they get here and get back.
That's so good.
That's what those mini vans are for.
Yep. Okay, any other questions for Lisa? And you're done?
I'm done.
Okay. All righty. Then we will move to our action items. I entertain a motion to approve the fiscal year 2023-24 budget approval draft as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve to authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign and accept the Intergovernmental Agreement, IGA, between the Village of Glencoe and the Glencoe Park District for reimbursement of costs associated with bluff and ramp improvements as presented.
I'm going to give this to Carol.
Thank you, Barb. Thank you.
I'm going to give it to Carol. Okay.
Okay, any discussion other than that? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Govey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the base bid and, if necessary, alternates number one and number three to not exceed $607,182 and reject alternate number two from the Hacienda Landscaping and authorize Executive Director Shepherd to sign a contract with Hacienda Landscaping for the Lakefront Park Tennis Court and Playground Renovation Project as presented.
Second. You could have the next one.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Warren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve a one-year contract with Flex Landscaping for landscape maintenance labor at a rate of $44.40 per hour, with the option for a second and third year based on performance as presented.
Second.
Discussion. Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the Early Childhood Wing swipe card policy as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Schneider's getting
I have one quick thing.
Yep.
Why does this come to a formal vote?
Because policies, it gives a little more teeth if the public sees that policies passed by our board.
Perfect. I know I'm all for it. I just...
Yeah, that's why.
We're not doing it, but it's not a procedure.
Yeah.
Very good. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve to change the May 2nd Committee of the Whole meeting date to May 9th, 2023 as presented.
Second.
It's like it came in second. Any discussion?
It's my husband's birthday.
Oh.
I think he'll get over it.
And if we don't need to have it, we will cancel it. So, you know.
I'll talk, yeah. And I'll talk really fast. If I'm still, I'll talk really, really fast. Okay. Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Okay, Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 950 for Lisa Shepherd's 10 years of service as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes.
I know, I kind of like that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so would any commissioner like to discuss these minutes in closed session? And we are referring to
I'll pass them off. And yeah. I added one more that was last week's executive session.
Yes.
I put it on your desk. So.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, very good. Is there any discussion with that little trip down memory lane, if anyone looked at those minutes? Okay. So I am going to understand that there is no discussion on that. So I entertain a motion to approve audio tape destruction of closed executive session for which official minutes were approved and no litigation under the Open Meetings Act is pending from the year 2020, including 10-20, 12-1, 12-15, and from 2021, including 2-2, 2-16, 3-2, 4-6, and approve the release of previously approved confidential closed executive session minutes from the year 2019, including 4-2, 7-9, 10-15, 11-19, 12-3, and from 2020, including 1-7, 2-4, 2-18, 12-1, 12-15, and from 2021, including 2-2, 2-16, 3-2, 4-6, 12-7, from 2022, including 2-1, 4-5, and approve and keep confidential closed executive session minutes, including 12-20, 20-22, and approve and release closed executive session minutes, including 2-7, 2023, and 3-14, 2023, as mandated by 5 ILCS 120/2, parentheses C's, parentheses 21, as presented. Can I get a second? Okay, any discussion? Okay, very good. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Moving to other business, Lisa Shepherd.
The only thing I just want to remind everybody, it looks like we're good now for April 12th, 6:30 for a special board meeting on our comprehensive plan. Jordan will be joining us also in that meeting as an active participant, getting ready for his tenure on the board. So please, I think I sent out calendar invites. So make sure, it's really important to come in from Colorado, and then we'll do all that. Other than that, I think we're good to go. I know next week's spring break, and we have staff on vacation, but I will be here all week. So we're good to go.
All right, very good. Are we needing to go into executive session today? Okay, very good. So,
this is how we talked about this one. Yep, board meetings should be fast.
Okay, well then, given that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Meeting adjourned.
Yeah.